This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom, worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas.
If you ask me whether I don't see this one coming, I could tell you to an extent. The truth be told, with the way the inconsistency of the team, today we win, today we lose, like that, the way they be, I could tell you, say, to an extent, I never saw it coming. But I just get that belief back of my mind, back of my chest, say, the team, go fit qualify for Champions League, go fit make top four. Now, coming into this game, Arsenal versus Wolverhampton Wanderers, from the beginning to the end of the game, trust me, now, who win this match? Nine deserve. Why I talk like that? Because of, say, Wolverhampton Wanderers, if they end up to win this match or draw this game, I would have told you, say, you know, they deserving at all. Deserving in the sense that from the beginning, from the first minute down to the 90th or additional 95 minutes or thereabout, the boys played it out. Now, the kind of fighting spirit that they expect from the Gunners, but it's nothing short, nothing less. Especially now, ABC will not get anything at stake except for the Premier League battle to make top four. You understand? Now, the back line, I don't fit blame them for that error of that goal Gabriel caused yesterday, because, you know, at times players, to an extent, ginger and anxiety, they make them lose guard. You understand? It's still part of the game. Because I see part of learning, whichever the learning process come in, is still good. Not just it be that. You know, say at times they say experience is the best teacher. Others will say no, like experience don't be any of the best teacher. You just need to keep your game tight and keep your head straight. But if you don't get small loose guard, how you gonna know how to tighten up that particular place where you get loose guard? So to an extent, Gabriel Magalhaes, I really like your composure. I really like in composure after he committed that error. Yesterday, I really like in composure how he's try hard to settle himself and make himself get that confidence, get that balance, and get that ginger. And again, in pair, talking about the man that they call Ben White, I must say kudos to the guy. The composure yesterday also from the man, it been there very, very outstanding. Then Cedric Suarez, yes, he come in to replace the man that they call Tomiyasu. Yes, don't forget that Tomiyasu now one play away this season. He don't do very, very outstanding. But then, and towards the end, when he can't go injury comeback, we still say he gets small lapses, but then he still pick up. Yes, I must say Cedric Suarez also, he been day tightening game that yesterday. Very nice. Kieran Tierney, he shot the back line yesterday. The composure, the determination, the ginger been there outstanding. Then, I don't go lie for you, I get small issue for with goalkeeping department. Aaron Ramsdale, wonderful goalkeeper, excellent goalkeeper, has been doing a good job. But truth be told, he get waiting on the notice about him. I don't know how you go see him, but for me, I feel uncomfortable seeing him jumping up and down for inside the goalpost. Like, he moves too much. Like, I need more of composure. I know, say, as a goalkeeper, I need to the ginger. Make you the para for your defender. You the control the whole back line. You the tell them what you want. But then the truth is, at times, the ginger, the activities, the movement, the jump up and down. I don't know. I get a little bit scared. And I know they really, really 2-1 Siam. Because, don't forget, we last game we win, was it 3? Okay, 2-1. Our last game we win 2-1. You could notice the only go away we concede for that particular game. Now, due to some small error, but still from the way Arams Ramsdale come out, because the finishing was very nice from the opposition team. Yes, I mean, I know they too expect to see him do more of those. I like the ginger quite okay. Why no one to emphasize on the ginger because of, to an extent, it gets positivity, it did nice, but then making moderate time, adjust it with that. They're coming to a midfield. Yes, good game, good composure from Xhaka and Partey. Yeah, take it or leave it. They were at their best. They were at their good behavior, their best behavior that yesterday. And again, good discipline from the boys. Yes, good discipline from the boys, because if we notice very well, yesterday we considered just one yellow card, unlike before. We indiscipline with the setting, everybody go on the ginger, the para, and I still like the composure of Granit Xhaka. Then coming to we attacking force, yes, the whole attacking force, I understand, say, now because the goal, we don't they want go down already, maybe they make everybody, they try ginger to put in their best, but then, Alexander Lacazette, yes, he stole the game by scoring the winning goal for Ross. But the truth is, I must say this, I've been not too impressed with his touches that yesterday. I don't know. It can't be like he didn't learn on the job. Like he's learning how to shoot, how to pass, how to touch. I don't really feel him game in recent time. In recent days, I still maintain my stand of Mikel Arteta, end of season, get us a good striker. Get us a good striker, even if not Alexander Isak. I don't know, my head, my mind just on top of that player. I don't just know why. Maybe not because I get that determination saying if he can't deliver, you know, as a matter to be. But then, truth be told, the guys, they did a wonderful job. And again, I must say kudos to Mikel Arteta for his substitution. He made a wonderful substitution on a good day like this. I never expected him to do this kind of good sub, but I needed a good sub, and he made it happen. Nicolas Pepe, play this guy, give him more minutes. That is just it. Give him more minutes. The guy's in form. They say players as good as his last game. This guy, he don't need put in now. The ginger day. Mikel Arteta, come on, put it on. Like, put him on. Just put this man in, because Nicolas Pepe, to an extent, I must say, he's doing the job. Put this guy in. Like, give him more time to play. We see what he can do for African Cup of Nations. We see the kind of ginger. We see the kind of anxiety of delivery. We see the kind of ginger way he puts in just to deliver. You understand? The Nicolas Pepe will be signed £72 million on the show. If in the show, give him more time. You understand? I know they criticize Mikel Arteta for the time they bring him in, but I feel if I bring her a little bit more earlier, I don't just understand. I don't just, that's just my feelings. But I just feel if I bring him a little bit more earlier. Then Edward Nketiah, wonderful play. I never expected it. When I see him, when they put him in, I don't really start in the para. 2 seconds, they complain. But then I must say, good substitution. Bringing him in, bringing more junior to the attacking force. Playing a three-man defensive line in order to get a goal. It worked out. Good one from Mikel Arteta. Kudos to the whole team. Kudos to every Arsenal fan. Yes, kudos to all of us, because of no forget, I'd always talk, and we Arsenal fans, we deserve the best, because I'm not going to lie, you'd be one of the patient fans in the world. Oh, patience. Underline that word. We don't really, really try. My name never changed. My name still remains that Angel Only Get Wings, that Angel Only To Fly. But it doesn't matter. Yes, me a fly boy. Chee! Up, Gunners!
This production is brought to you by
Tony Dog
Media.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.